This is TechCrunch.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Teeny EV startup Arcimoto hooks up with defense contractor by Harry Weber. What happens when a maker of tiny electric vehicles dips its wheels into the military-industrial complex? We're about to find out. On Monday, Arcimoto said it is diversifying beyond its usual business via a partnership with Department of Defense contractor Mattbach. That's a first for the EV startup, which is best known for its doorless, fun utility vehicles. The company also makes an e-trike and some commercial vehicles, including an impossibly small box truck, in the loosest sense, and an EV for paramedics. In addition to all that, Arcimoto said in a statement that it will sell electrical systems architecture and energy storage systems to Mattbach, which makes hybrid electric tactical vehicles. Mattbach also sells hunting gear, camo travel bags, and an apparel line that might appeal to someone like Volodymyr Zelensky. The deal may seem like out of nowhere for Arcimoto, which has focused on things like supplying vehicles for scenic tours, but it's apparently not much of a departure for the company's latest CEO, Chris Dawson. The executive told TechCrunch in April that he had previously consulted with the Department of Defense. According to Dawson, the Mattbach deal will ultimately assist the military's efforts to improve tactical capabilities and operational efficiencies through the adoption of American-made green energy technology. The U.S. military is among the planet's worst climate polluters. Researchers argue that the military must shrink in order to meaningfully decarbonize. For its part, Arcimoto is searching for ways to keep its doors open. The company kicked off the year with a warning that it had substantial doubt about its ability to continue operating. Since then, the firm says it's secured nearly $25 million via three separate fundraises, including a $6.7 million offering earlier this month. Arcimoto is due to share its latest financials with investors on August 24th.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.